Right now, we go down to one of our favorite places to read the police blotter. That is the Villages in Florida.
Yeah, they may go there to retire, but crime doesn't retire.
This is the biggest retirement community in the country. It's even bigger than the Sun City complex. Tens and tens of thousands of retirees. Now, you got to be at least 55 years of age to live in the Villages. So some of these stories involve the young ones.
The younger grandparents.
The kids, the 55 to 60-year-olds. And then some of them involve some of the older folks.
And some of them are as horny as hell.
Let's see what kind of fun they're having at the Villages.
Who knew retirement could be this much fun?
All right, this first story that we have from the Villages, this was just the other night. This was last Wednesday night. A female villager was arrested. Jean, she's 66 years old. She's a kid, you know. She was arrested Wednesday night after an altercation with a man trying to watch the World Series at his home in the Villages. Jean had gone out for drinks with this guy. He's older, but doesn't say how much older he is. Jean had gone out for drinks with this guy, and then they went back to his place where he settled into his recliner to watch the World Series.
What kind of drinks do they go out for? A Metamucil Mule, you know, instead of a Moscow Mule?
A brandy old fashioned.
Yeah.
So they go back to his, it's agreed that they're going to go back to his place. Well, he wants to sit in his recliner to watch the World Series game. And that's not what she wanted to do. She wanted something else. She's younger. She's 66. Yeah. She's still got game. He wants to watch the game.
I don't want
to
stay out all night. It's 7:30.
So he wants to sit in his recliner and watch the game. She doesn't want to do that. So they start getting into a fight. After the altercation, she dialed 911. The cops come over. They find that she scratched him, caused him to bleed, threw his cell phone, broke his cell phone. So she was arrested on a charge of battery at the Villages.
Who knew retirement could be this much fun?
Now, with every story, every time we do this segment about the crime that goes on in the Villages, there's always a story involving, at least one, involving a golf cart. So here's your golf cart story for today.
There was a golf cart chop shop, a stolen golf cart ring that was going on there last time.
Well, this story here involves 74-year-old Joe. Old Joe, a woman asked a neighbor to call 911 Friday night after old Joe crashed his golf cart into her garage. The woman said the blue golf cart crashed shortly before 9 p.m., into the screen.
What was he doing out so late?
Of her garage. Old Joe was out drinking. He was out on a night on the town at the Villages. He told.
And driving his golf cart home.
Old Joe told the trooper he didn't know where he was or how he got there. But the trooper noticed Joe had the bloodshot, glassy eyes and was staggering while walking, leaning on vehicles for balance, and having mood swings. Old Joe registered a .16.
Who knew retirement could be this much fun?
So they had to tow his golf cart out of there. All right, now we got another DUI. Now, I don't think this one here involves a golf cart, but it involves an even bigger number and an older villager. This is 70.
You start mixing that alcohol with the Centrum Silver, man.
This is 77-year-old Joy, and I'm going to show you Joy's mugshot, Brad, and I don't know who you can tell me Joy looks like.
Wow.
I don't know who she looks like. Maybe
it looks like that guy that was leading the Hale Bopp Comet thing, the Applewhite guy.
The Applewhite dude? Okay. Yeah.
She looks like Andy Warhol on a bad day.
For her mugshot, she was wearing some kind of spaghetti strap, something or other, and her hair was all over the place. This is 77-year-old Joy, who's going to lose her driver's license for 6 months as a result of her drunk driving arrest on the grounds of the Villages. An ambulance crew helped apprehend Joy. She wasn't driving her golf cart. She was in her car. And it was pretty obvious that Joy was drunk because she was driving her car with two flat tires in the wrong direction when a sheriff's deputy saw this. Actually, it was an EMT who was patrolling the area. And that tells you what you're dealing with at the Villages. When the EMTs just go making on patrol.
Loops. They're just making loops. There's bound to be a stop clock here somewhere.
Yeah, we know somebody's going to need us. So they see Joy driving on two flat tires the wrong way. And so they know that she's going to need us eventually. So the ambulance crew stops Joy. And they get their ambulance in front of her car so she can no longer go. And they know she's intoxicated. And they call the police. The deputy comes out and starts asking Joy some questions like, where are you coming from? And she says, from the bar. The deputy then asks, well, have you been drinking? And Joy said, a lot. I shouldn't be driving.
Oh, no.
So they said, well, how about we do the old field?
She always went with honesty's the best policy, way back from wearing her mom.
So the deputy says, how about we do the field sobriety test, old Joy? And Joy says, well, I'll give it my best. And then a couple seconds into it, she just says,
face down into a sand trap.
She gave up. She said, I'm too drunk to do this. Just take me to jail. Where Joy clocked in at a .181.
Who knew retirement could be this much fun?
Is that her age or her blood alcohol level?
Yeah, there. Having all kinds of fun at the Villages.